Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle base wobble blueprint in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the right way, with macro control, phrase awareness, and that old-school DNB attitude where the base doesn't just sit there, it talks back to the break. This is not about making a random wobble preset. It's about designing a bassline that behaves like a real part of the track. It should hold down the sub, move in the mids, stay tight with the drums, and still give you enough performance control to shape the energy across a drop, a breakdown, or a DJ mix out. So let's think like crate diggers for a second. Classic jungle and old school DNB bass is often simple on paper, but powerful in practice. The magic comes from the relationship between sub weight, mid-range motion, and the way the bass phrases around the kick and snare. That's what we're building here. Start with a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside the rack, we're going to build two core chains. One for the sub, and one for the moving character layer. This split is the foundation of the whole sound. On the sub chain, use operator or wave editable. Keep it clean. A sine wave is perfect, or a very simple triangle if you want to touch more harmonic content. Keep it mono, no unison, no width, no drama. This chain's job is to provide the anchor. In deep DNB, that usually means somewhere in the 45 to 60 Hz zone, depending on the key of the track. You want it stable enough that the break can dance on top of it without the low end turning into mod. On the mid or wobble chain, use wave-eatable or analog. This is where the character lives. Start with a saw or a squarish waveform, add a second oscillator with slight to tune, and if you want a bit of dirt right away, a touch of noise can help. This chain should occupy the 120 to 400 Hz area, because that's where the ear hears movement, attitude, and menace. Here's the key idea. The sub stays disciplined, and the mid layer does the talking. Now shape that mid layer into a restyle core. Add a little unison, but don't go overboard. 2 to 4 voices is usually plenty. Keep the detune subtle. You want movement, not a blurry wash. If the sound starts getting thick in the wrong way, back it off. In jungle, too much width can make the low mid smear and steal space from the break. After wave-eatable, drop in an auto filter. Low pass 24 is a great starting point, though low pass 12 can also work if you want it a little softer. Bring in a bit of drive, somewhere modest, and keep the resonance controlled. This filter is going to be one of your main performance tools, so map the cutoff to a macro and name it something obvious, like wobble or mids open. Now, here's an important teacher note. Don't think of the macro as a giant effect knob. Think of it like a performance fader. In this style, small moves often sound more musical than huge sweeps. You're not trying to overwhelm the track. You're trying to create tension and release in a way that feels intentional. For the wobble motion itself, you've got a few options in Ableton Live 12. If you have Max for Live LFO available, that's an easy route. But you can also get there with stock tools like Shaper, Automation, or Clever Macro Mapping. The idea is to make the bass move rhythmically without losing its shape. Map the filter cutoff to a wobble macro. Then map filter resonance or drive to another macro, maybe called growl. You can also map wave-eatable position or oscillator balance to a tone macro. That gives you several angles of movement without needing a complicated synth patch. For a proper old-school jungle feel, resist the urge to make the wobble hyperactive all the time. A lot of modern bass patches fall into the trap of non-stop motion. Jungle often works better when the bass stays still for a bar, then moves hard on the turnaround. That contrast makes the groove feel bigger. So think in phrases. Use slower modulation for the main section, then speed things up at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. A bass that answers the drums with a change in tone or movement feels much more alive than one that jitters constantly. Next, add saturation. Saturator is perfect here. Place it before the filter if you want the filter to react to richer harmonics, or after the filter if you want the distortion to feel more finished and polished. Both approaches are useful. For jungle and darker DNB, try both and listen carefully. Drive it lightly at first. You might only need a few decibels. Turn on soft clip if the sound needs a little extra control. The goal is presence, not destruction. Remember, a lot of the apparent size in jungle bass comes from harmonics, not just sub volume. The mids need to speak on smaller speakers and through dense breakbeats. Map the saturator drive to a macro called grime. That way, you can perform the dirt amount as that arrangement develops. Maybe the intro is cleaner, then the drop gets rougher, and the second drop gets even more aggressive. That's a nice, musical way to automate energy. After that, use utility to manage width. Keep the sub essentially mono. In fact, below around 100 to 120 Hz, you really want to stay disciplined. Let the mid layer have some width, but only a little. If the patch starts drifting too wide, The low end can feel unstable and the kick will lose authority. Then clean up the low mids with EQ8. High pass the mid chain somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz, depending on the patch. If it gets boxy, look around 200 to 300 Hz and make a gentle cut. This is one of those areas where a tiny EQ adjustment can make the difference between fat and focused and cloudy and unfriendly. Now comes the musical part, the me phrase. Don't write this like a loop that just repeats mechanically. Write it like a DNB bassline with intention. A strong jungle bass phrase often supports the break, leaves room for the snare, and then answers with a note or a movement that changes the energy. A classic two-bar phrase is a great starting point. You might hold the root note in bar 1, then add a short pickup near the end. In bar 2, play two shorter notes, maybe one slightly higher for tension, then return to the root. That call and response approach is pure jungle language. The drums ask the question, the bass answers. Also pay attention to note length. In this style, the length of a note matters just as much as the pitch. A longer note can feel dubby and open. A shorter note can feel urgent and percussive. If your patch responds to note length with different character, use that to your advantage. If you want to bring in glide, do it selectively. Don't smear every note. Use slides as phrase accents, especially between the root and the fifth, or as a lead into a turnaround. In old school and jungle contexts, a well-placed glide can feel way more powerful than constant portamento. Now let's map the full performance rack. A strong macro set might be sub-level, wobble, growl, grime, tone, width, filter throw, and release. That gives you enough control to shape the patch like a live instrument. Sub-level should have a narrow range, because you do not want accidental low-end chaos. Wobble should move the cutoff across a useful but safe range. Width should stay conservative on the low end and only open up the mids. Release can be shorter for tight rollers, or a bit longer for dubby tension. Here's a useful pro move. Make one macro do two related things. For example, one control can open the filter while also adding a touch of distortion. That often sounds more musical than controlling just one parameter. The ear hears that as a real change in energy, not a technical tweak, and make sure you build in fail-safes. If a macro can make the bass too bright, too wide, or too boomy, limit its range in the macro mapping screen. That way, you can ride the controls freely without wrecking the mix. Once the rack is sounding right, automate it in arrangement view. In the intro, keep the wobble low and the filter more closed. In the drop, open things up and bring in more grime. In the last four bars of a phrase, add a stronger filter throw or tone shift. In the breakdown, reduce width and pull back the sub if you need a little breathing room. This is what makes the patch feel like a record instead of just a synth. It evolves with the track. At this point, it's a great idea to resample the bass to audio. This is where the old-school jungle spirit really comes alive. Print a few bars of the movement, then chop it, reverse parts of it, shorten tails, and edit it like found material. That gives you the kind of character that feels sampled, even though it started as a synthesizer patch. You can take that resampled audio and slice it with simpler if you want to play the bass hits like an instrument. You can also run it through a touch of redux for edge, or amp for bite, but keep everything under control. If you want strange resonant behavior, Horpus can be interesting, though it should be used carefully so the sound doesn't become weird for the sake of weird. And now the mixing discipline. Use utility to keep the low end mono. Use EQ on the break bus so the drums and bass aren't fighting for the same space. If needed, use gentle sidechain compression on the bass, but don't overdo it. In jungle, the break already provides movement, so too much ducking can flatten the groove. You want the bass to lock with the drums, not disappear under them. Check the patch at low monitoring levels too. This is one of the best reality checks. If the bass still feels present when the volume is down, then the harmonic structure is strong enough to survive a busy mix. If it vanishes, you probably need more mid-range content or better saturation, not more sub. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't let the sub wobble too much. Keep it stable. Don't stack too much unison on the low end. Don't automate the filter so much that it sounds nervous. Don't distort the bass so hard that it trashes the foundation. And don't write notes that collide with the snare or with the most important break chops. Bass matters. In DNB, silence is part of the rhythm. If you want to go further, try building three versions of the same rack. First, an old-school jungle version with a stable sub, slow wobble, narrow filter movement, and long root notes with short answers. Second, a darker roller version with slightly more saturation, more controlled width, lower cutoff, and a repeated two-note motif with one rhythmic gap. Third, a heavier drop version with more drive, wider mids, and faster wobble automation at the end of every two bars. Automate at least two macros in each version. Then resample four bars of audio and make one edit that improves the groove. Compare everything in mono and stereo. That test will tell you fast which version really supports the break without stepping on the kick and snare. So to recap, split the bass into a stable sub and a movable mid layer. Use stock Ableton devices to shape the tone. Map motion to macros so you can perform the patch. Write the bass like a conversation with the drums. Keep the low end mono, the saturation controlled, and the movement phrase based. Then resample when the patch feels good, because that's how you turn a synth sound into something that feels like jungle history.